Well, hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. If you're with us yesterday, you know that we were visiting with Joe Lawson, and Joe is someone that you may not know a lot about, but he's very active in Fayette County and many, many other areas as he wears many hats that carry a lot of powerful responsibility. Joe, you are Director of Missions for the...
Rehoboth Baptist Association and Louisville Baptist Association.
Okay, for the non-Southern Baptist, what is a Baptist association?
A Baptist association is a group of churches in a geographic area which has decided to cooperate together to further the kingdom in their region. They voluntarily designate a percent of their budget to fund my office and activities, and my role as Director of Missions is to keep churches informed and develop ministries that they can be involved in, which gets them outside of their church walls.
And out of their comfort zone
out
as well.
Out of their comfort zone sometimes too, yes.
And you're not just a resource, but coordinator and so many other things as well. And you have to have the ability to understand where local churches are and how to get them along the way where they want to go, but they're not quite sure how to get there.
Exactly.
And so you're probably aware of state things that are happening and national trends too with the Southern Baptist and Christian church in general.
Right. Denominational programs and process, plus we don't live in isolation as Southern Baptists. We're aware of what other denominations do and some nationwide Christian movements of things we'd like to see done in government or in regions.
Yeah, and it's getting more meaty more than ever before.
Right.
And you helped me get it connected with our wonderful little country church, New Hope Baptist Church in rural Tower Hill, where you've been able to give us help and resources, and we've appreciated that as well. So Rehoboth real quickly covers what area?
Covers parts of five counties. We go from western Bond County, west of Greenville, to Effingham, and from Pena, south of Vandalia, about 6 miles.
Okay. Now, tell us, I always like to ask you, because one of your jobs is to know kind of what's going on. The church in America the past 5-10 years, are we gaining, losing, what's happening?
I think overall the church in America statistically is said to be losing. We're losing church attendance. At the same time, we are also finding a societal trend of people not wanting to join a church. And so churches count people by members.
Yes.
And so membership declines, but in some cases, attendance increases because people don't want to join.
Are we seeing increased attendance in some churches?
In some churches, we have increased attendance, and yet their membership numbers, when they, Southern Baptists, we do an annual church profile letter, which you turn your church's attendance in on a form,
yeah,
and your church's membership. So membership may decline, attendance go up.
Okay,
and
so
that's
they will report both of those things,
right?
And
so
you're seeing that.
I'm seeing that in some cases, yes.
In Rehoboth Association in Illinois and maybe in the United States.
Right.
Do you know of other gospel preaching denominations that would believe very, you know, closely similar to us? Are they seeing the same trends?
I have not looked at their statistics, but I would imagine they are seeing that same trend, because in society we're seeing that trend of people not wanting to join, whether it's the VFW, the American Legion, the Lions Club. Volunteer organizations are taking a big hit as far as people wanting to join.
And I think that's in part, maybe not completely, but the horse I've been riding is that our smartphones and our ability to connect electronically on YouTube and Roku and all that stuff. I mean, we have so many things we can do. And back in the day when churches was so popular, everyone went to Sunday night, Wednesday night. Revival was 2 weeks long. We were there every night. That was back when the only other thing was to get on your horse or your 20-mile-an-hour car and go 30 miles to the nearest movie back in the town way down the road. But now everything's changed with TV, radio, internet, now with our smartphones.
Exactly.
Tremendous change of everything.
And so the church, while we don't change our message or doctrine, we have to be culturally relevant in our styles of communication. And I think that's becoming very challenging to many of our church leaders or local pastors. You know, I now have a smartphone, but I have to text my younger members. Millennials need constant reassurance and constant communication. the boomers, which I'm a boomer.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear from you all that often. And so as a boomer, I think if I send you one email, you should get it. But no, my younger pastors may want to text every week about something that's going on. And
that
so
text thing is so amazing.
It's just like, okay, now I've got to do four different lines of communication here to communicate with my 50 or 75 church leaders, which I relate to.
Yeah. And I appreciate so much you send a note out, and it's personal and direct to all the pastors, many of your Sunday mornings where you're praying for the pastors in your association. And that means a lot when I hear from you doing that. But churches still have a challenge, same message, maybe a slightly different manner. And what are some of the trends you're seeing? Some of the, if you were to get a bunch of interested pastors and say, Joe, what are the one, two, or three things that maybe we're not doing well or not at all that you think we might want to consider doing here in the year 2017?
I think the one of the key issues that the church faces is how do we, quote, disciple members? How do we get folks more engaged with Christ on a daily basis in their own lives and in some form of study, either in their home or church with a small group? Sunday school has been that vehicle for Southern Baptists for years, and yet we've seen the decline of Sunday school attendance, but not necessarily the decline or interest, lack of interest in Bible study. I think the form of Bible study that we've known as Southern Baptists for years, with Sunday school curriculum that's dated by quarter and Sunday, is being replaced by different types of topical studies, different interest of how does Christ really work in my heart. How can I develop my prayer life, scripture reading that's more than reading? How do I really study my Bible and come to understand some of the foundational truths that Scripture teaches? Okay. And that's one of the biggest challenges I think our church has is reinventing Sunday school in such a way that it resonates with the people in our congregation.
And you're finding some results from some of that.
I'm seeing some churches breathe new life into their Sunday school. I see others resist the change, and their Sunday school numbers flatten out or decline. As a minister of education, I love Sunday school. I love Bible study, and I was good at organizing that on Sunday mornings and developing church leaders back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And yet, I think it's extremely challenging right now to develop those same leaders that I used to develop.
Yeah. Let me turn to another area here, because I know that you're down at your office down there, you have a ministry of counseling that you call Pathways. Tell us about that.
Pathways Counseling is part of the Baptist Children's Home and Family Services of Illinois. And throughout Illinois, they have various counseling centers. There's a center in Carmi. There's a regional center that operates out of Edwardsville, and one here in Illinois that is central Illinois, based in my office 2 days a week, and then the same counselor, Beth Hoffman, works in Effingham 1 day a week and Salem 1 day a week.
Oh, okay.
And so she works out of First Baptist Effingham, First Baptist Salem, and Rehoboth Baptist office. 4 days a week, she offers counseling services in those locations.
I've heard good things about Beth, and from what I've heard, I want to encourage, what kind of counseling does she provide? Why would some of us want to inquire about her counseling?
Okay. First of all, her credentials, she's a licensed professional counselor. And while she is faith-based, she is also well-trained, well-versed in many styles of counseling. Why someone might want to come to her to seek counseling, two reasons. One is she is a person of faith. The second is she connects well with her clients and has had a track record of being very effective in helping people. Now, I'm sure you can find some people she didn't help. That's true of all of us.
Probably because they didn't really want to.
Well, but overall, she's been an effective counselor, working well with all age groups and many types of counseling challenges. I am really not a part of the counseling service. My office is her home base, and she works out of there on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
That's her 2 days there.
Her 2 days there, and I don't know any of her clients.
Sounds like she handles all the common things that affect us today that we would want counseling for, from, I'm going to guess, divorce to depression and the multitude of other things that affect our lives that we'd like to find release from.
Very, very true. And she works a lot with children and teens in the area.
Good.
Has many referrals for those. And she's just proven to be very effective throughout the years. this started as a dream about 15 years ago, shortly after I became director of missions.
Uh-huh.
We had a planning session for association, and one of the dreams, top five things that came out of our planning session goals, was to have a counseling center for our association, churches in our region.
Yeah, good.
And came out of that planning session and has grown and developed and morphed into, through God's blessing, something that's been very effective.
And if I remember from hearing from her or others, there is a cost, but it's based on income. And if there is a tremendous need, it can, I guess, might be free,
well,
or almost free.
Right, almost free. It's a sliding fee scale is the initial charge, where you receive upon your initial visit a packet of papers you fill out like any type of institution you would.
Sure.
And then everything's confidential. In the sliding fee scale page, you just circle your income range on that. You don't have to prove it with any tax forms. And then she also takes many insurances.
Okay.
And so there are several different options on how to pay. No one has really gone for free. The theory is that if you put something into it financially, you'll get something out of it. So there's a baseline fee, and I'm not aware of what that is anymore.
Time is almost done. You got a number we can give?
Yes. Best contact number is 618-367-6352.
For Pathways Counseling Service down at the Rehoboth office near the
Unity Baptist Church.
Thank you. And Beth Hoffman is 618-367-6352. If you have any desire to find out about this, I can guarantee you that it's definitely worth looking into. Joe, thanks for coming and visiting with us. And as always, we pray for our churches that they will always shine the light of Jesus Christ. Take care, and thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.